Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up very shortly to 25 past four at this time of the afternoon, Monday through Thursday on The Overdrive, we speak to either Professor Barry Shoup or Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Johannesburg. This afternoon it is you, Daniel. Thank you for being with us at on The Overdrive.
Nice to be with you again, Simon.
So, very topical issue this week, the whole issue of ivermectin. I know that Chai FM has been very much involved in the debate for quite some time. Yesterday approved for compassionate use, whatever that may mean. And you say GPs are now going to have a dilemma in respect of prescribing it.
So, Simon, the difficulty with ivermectin is that, in general, when we look at an intervention, we want to see that the evidence for it is good, and we want to see that the harm or the risk of using it is little.
Yes.
There have been studies overseas, and they've been cited in first world countries that are showing some benefits in ivermectin to different varying degrees, and you'll find people who claim that it reduces mortality by 40%, and those are big claims, but some of the claims are much smaller.
Yeah.
The difficulty is that the studies are limited, and they have limitations in terms of their soundness scientifically, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It really may work. But we don't have the evidence yet. Now, the dilemma comes in that, as a clinician, we want to save lives. And in these kind of desperate situations, we can't wait for randomized controlled studies always, because by the time that happens, we've lost opportunity. And the side effects and dangers of ivermectin have not been that substantially. I mean, there are some of these neurological side effects or risks, but they're not all over the place. So, to go and give ivermectin out to people freely would definitely be the wrong decision. On the other hand, to say that this is a, banned substance only for occasional use, and it was also probably wrong. So we have to be guided by SAHPRA, but I see this landscape changing quickly. And maybe this becoming another drug like colchicine that is being used.
Difficult position you're in, Daniel. I mean, you have an insurance premium which you have to pay to protect you from liability suits. Have they given you any guidance as to what to do and how to do it?
Well, we've actually been put in an easier position from the perspective of it's not an option. So if you phone your GP this afternoon and say, please can I have a script for ivermectin, there is no ivermectin available in pharmacies, and GPs can't write, it needs motivation and, as you said, compassionate use approval. But I think that the difficulty is going to be when patients come to the doctor and say, look, I've got ivermectin, I've managed to source it myself, here it is, should I take it? And that's one difficulty. And the second difficulty is, if SAHPRA reviews their decision and it actually becomes allowed, with limited evidence, how far does one go? But certainly from my perspective, I think that provided that the risks and harm are low, if the risk of threat to life is high, then it should be used with, in selected cases.
That is absolutely interesting, and I'm kind of surprised and very glad you went there, Daniel. I didn't expect you to put yourself on the line like that and actually give me an unequivocal answer saying yes under certain circumstances. So that's pretty
fine.
Awesome.
But just the disclaimer for that I'm going to quote it afterwards is that I really like the compassionate circumstances. I'm saying exceptional circumstances. So I'm saying, when someone's sick and there's nothing else that's going to help them, then even we see in ICU settings, we often use medicines that we know will cause other problems, but they really will help as a possibility. So, it's got to be done with seichel by the individual doctor when SAHPRA allows that, if SAHPRA allows that.
Daniel, we've still got a minute or so, and there's just been so much bad news coming out about the vaccine and will it work and won't it work, and just the Times of Israel right now reporting a positive headline for the first time in a long time saying vaccine found 92% effective in Israel in first controlled result outside of trials. I mean, that surely has to be a relief to all of us.
Absolutely. And I mean, what obviously isn't this article you're looking at because I'm not in front of that screen, but I've seen an article yesterday showing that, in certain clusters in Israel where there has been vaccination, there has been a very, very big drop in new cases. And another article not so long ago showing that the vaccines are really thought to be effective against South African strains and whether they modified or not. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot to be hopeful for here in terms of vaccines. I really do. And it's strange. I still have people asking me on a daily basis, you know, if I get the, could get the vaccine tomorrow, doctor, should I? And I think there's a resounding yes to that. Unless it's for, there's some contraindication in an individual, the risks of not getting vaccinated are bigger than the risks of what could go wrong from having the vaccine.
What a wonderful place to leave it this afternoon. Thank you for taking us to 4:30. And Daniel, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.